The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph says, "Shalosh mitzvos nitzdavu yisroel b'shas knisasim la'aretz." And he lists to destroy Amalek, to appoint a king, and then the Rambam says, "For livnos beis habchira shenema l'shichnu tidrushu uvaso shama." So the Lechem Mishnah asks, why does the Rambam quote the pasuk in Re'eh, L'shichno Tidrusu Vaso Shama? The Rambam in Beis Abchira says, at the beginning of Beis Abchira, he says, Mitzis Ase Lasus Ba'is Lashem, Shenema V'osu Li Mikdash. So, why here does he quote a different pasuk, L'shichno Tidrusu? So the Rav said, you find this in the Kovitz Mamarim, Chedushe Torah of the Rav and his father Rav Moshe. The Rav answered that the halacha that the Ram says that there's a mitzvah knisasim la'aretz upon entering the land is a b'raisa in Sanhedrin. On Daf Chof. And it says there that the halacha of Minui Melech and destruction of Amalek come first. So the difficulty is, offhand, already in the Midbar, when Hashem told us to build a Mishkan, V'osu L'Mikdash, they're already chayiv in the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. So why does the Rambam need another marker of L'Shichno Tidrashu? And why is this mitzvah dependent on Knisas and La'aretz? Already in the Midbar, when they were commanded to build and construct the Mishkan, there was already, from the Pasuk of Asul Mikdash, they were already obligated in the midst of building a Mikdash. So the Rav answered that the halacha that the Rambam is referring to is a special mitzvah. One is a mitzvah which applied even the Midbar when they built the Mishkan for Osul Yimikdash, a makom that's muchan for Hakvavas Hakabonas. But then there's a separate mitzvah upon entering the land to build not just a Beis Hamikdash. The Ram says, "Livnos as Beis Abchira," to build the chosen house, and that was only in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, only after they entered the land. And I think based on what the Rav said, we understand in the Haggadah, when we, in the Dayenos, we say Ilu hechnisanu la'eretz Yisrael v'lo bono lano es beis abchiva Dayenu. So this one of the Dayenos in the Haggadah is referring to this Rambam. Ilu hechnisanu la'eretz Yisrael v'lo bono, and doesn't say es beis amikdash, but es beis abchiva, because it's a separate mitzvah to build a beis amikdash. Beis Abchira, the chosen place. And there's a difference between Beis Amigdash and Beis Abchira. Beis Abchira means that it's chosen forever. And once the Mikdash is chosen, so the Bumas become Asa forever. Now Rashi, on the Pasuk L'Shichno Tidrus, says, Zem Mishkan Shilo. However, for the Raman that we cited in Hilchos Melachim, it seems that he references this pasuk, the Gimel Mitzvah Nistavu B'Shas Knisas La'aretz, and by he says for Livnos Beis Abchira Shenema L'Shichno Tidrusu V'Asa Shama. So you see that the Rambam thinks that the pasuk L'Shichno Tidrusu is not referencing Shiloh, but it's referencing the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. And that Rashi says that what we're speaking about is the Mishkan Shiloh. That's because Shiloh is also one stage towards the Beis Abchira, because during the period of Shiloh, the Bumos were Asa. And just to interpret Rashi, because the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Tes, Kilo Basim At Elam Nucha Vela Nachla Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosin Loch. And Rashi quotes the Sifri, which is a Gemara in Zvachim Dav Kuvtes, Ela Menucha Zashilo Anachla Yerushalayim. Because Menucha means it's the first stage. But the ultimate goal and the eternal goal is Yerushalayim, and that's called Nachla. Because from the time that the Beis Hamikdash built in Yerushalayim, the bonus became Osir forever. But Shiloh is one step, one stage, the Rav said, towards building the Beis HaBchira. And you see it structurally, that Shiloh was the Beis of Avonim, but it didn't have a tikva, a ceiling. It was still of skins. So it was transition between Ohel and Beis. But the Rambam says that the Pasul Shishlo Tiv refers on Shalayim, because that's, it says, he sees it in the Pasuk, because the Yerushalayim is the ultimate chosen place. As the Pasuk says, HaMokom Asher Yivcha Hashem. But there's not ultimate Bechira as relates to Shiloh, because the ultimate Bechira is the next stage when it will come to Yerushalayim. Just one other point as relates to the Pasuk. The Rambam in Perek Dal from Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Aloch Yud Beit says, V'ein ma'abin es hashana ela be'eretz Yehuda she'ashchina besocho she'nema l'shichno tidrushu. So the Rambam uses that Pasuk also to say that Iba Hashana should be dafka in Eretz Yehuda. And the Rav was bothered by this. Where do we find a special Kedusha as relates to Yehuda, as opposed to the rest of Eretz Yisrael? And after all, the Mishnah and Kalim, which lists the 10 degrees of Kedusha, which the Rav said always is the 10 degrees of Kedusha relating to Kedusha's Mikdash, doesn't mention Yehuda as distinct from the rest of Eretz Yisrael.